all say amen. Amen. If you don't know what that song is talking about, just keep a living. And you will find out that when trials and tribulations come your way, you're going to need somebody. You're going to have to pray sometime. You're going to have to mourn sometime. And sometimes you're just going to stay up late at night waiting on Jehovah. It's good to see everybody this morning. I hope and pray all is well with you. God is still on the throne. And he is still in control of every situation in our everyday lives. Once again, it is good to be home. Thank you for your prayers on behalf of my sister and my lost ones, of the loved ones that we've lost. But that's not the message this morning. The message is that Jesus came and died on a cross that men and women might be reconciled to the Father. In John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And Paul reminded the believers, that those individuals at Rome, that God had demonstrated how much he loved mankind. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8, the Bible says, "For God demonstrated his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ had already died." And I'm so glad that he died on the cross to reconcile me back to his Father. And it's because of that is what I do for the Lord. And I hope and pray this morning as we look at this message that someone will stop and ask themselves the question, "I need Jesus, and I got the answer." Amen. Chris said he needed him when he called me early Wednesday afternoon. And I couldn't wait to get down here to set up the baptistry. Why? Because someone is coming out of darkness into a marvelous light. And you know, and that's what it's all about. The Bible says that God has a plan to redeem man back to himself. In Genesis chapter 1 and round about verse number 26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, in the image he made them, both male and female." God created man for a purpose, and that purpose is to glorify him. In Genesis chapter 2 and round about verse number 26, God said, "It's not good for man to be alone. I'm going to make him a help meet," not a help beater. I don't know how that came up, but that's okay, don't call him. He said he's going to make him a help meet. And the purpose of that is so man will not be by himself. Genesis chapter 3 and round about verse 1 and following, when man messed up in the garden, God told them, "Be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth." Placed them in the Garden of Eden and had one thing to do. And they couldn't do that. Couldn't do that. But God already knew the beginning, the end from the beginning. And so he made process for Jesus to come. Genesis chapter 3 and round about verse number 15. Jesus comes to prepare them for the salvation of the Lord. And as we look at today, man is in a mess still. Amen. The world we live in, I don't know who you listen to anymore outside of God. And it's the whole key in our Christian walk. And so this morning, I want to show you an individual that was worried about another individual that was not worried about himself. You know anybody like that? I know some people like that. I worry about them, but they're not worried about themselves. But this individual is not worried about himself because he's connected to God. And see, and there's a difference. See, you don't have to worry about a person that's connected to God because his trust, his hope is in what God said God will do. That's why the wisest man on the face of the earth, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding in all thy ways." Do what? Acknowledge him. And what will God do? He will direct your path. If there's ever been a time that you and I need to be directed by God, look at the world in which we live in. This man trusted in God. He depended on God. And the reason why he had a relationship with God, and that relationship he had with God played out in his everyday life. And I want to show you that this individual understood the importance of serving God according to what God commanded him to do. Word to God this morning that we would serve God the way God commands us to do. And I'm learning that when we do that, we're going to have some trials and tribulations, but guess what? we will still be victorious in our Christian walk.
Amen.
We'll show you this individual this morning that had favor not only with God, but he had favor with the king.
Yeah, that's right.
So much favor with the king that the king got caught up in the world. Just like you and I.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we get caught up with, we call that peer pressure. But really, it ain't peer pressure, it's ego. Amen. And I'm gonna show you a king that loved this individual so much, but because he got caught up in himself, he had to do some things that he didn't want to do. You ever been in that boat?
Yes.
You know, God commands us to go out and do what? Seek and save the lost. And what do? Come, sit, and go. And so God has a way to prepare us to do his will. In Daniel chapter 6, if you haven't figured out who the individual is, it's old Daniel. Daniel here is an individual that is not worried about his own physical being. Why? Because Daniel trusts God and what God said that he would do.
Amen.
As a result of this, Daniel is in has been taken captive from a captive land. He is still in captivity. But that just goes to show that even when you are slaves, if you trust God, if you depend on God, if you really let God be the head of your life, God will place you in a position even though you are slaves.
Yeah.
You better read your Bible. Yeah. Nehemiah chapter 4, Nehemiah was a slave to King Artaxerxes. But as a slave, he had the most important job there was. He had to test the wine. Well, y'all say, well, I don't know if that's an important. Yes, it is. Because if he drunk the wrong thing, bye-bye. But he had a job that set him before the king. And the king trusted him so much that when Nehemiah needed to go and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, not only did he get favor from the king, he got a letter to get wood from the forest. And nobody could touch him. He was a slave now. But Daniel is also a slave in captivity, but he finds favor with King Darius. Keep in mind, Daniel has also was part of Darius's father's kingdom, Nebuchadnezzar. And I want to show you this morning that the king is worried about him because the king is going to have to go back and do some things because of other folk. You ever had other folks tell you what to do?
Yeah.
And you listen to them?
Yeah.
And what happened? You got a mess on your hand. And the king is going to show you that just because you're the king, if God is not first and foremost, you will do some things that you don't want to do.
Right.
Let me show you. Daniel chapter 6 and verse number 1. The Bible says, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princesses, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three kingdoms, of whom Daniel was first. The prince might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes, because of an excellent spirit was in him. You might want to underline that. Excellent. It just didn't say a spirit.
No.
He had an excellent spirit. And I wonder why he had such an excellent spirit. He was connected to God.
Amen.
And that's what we're supposed to be connected to.
Amen.
We're supposed to have a spirit about ourselves that shows the world who we are simply by the way we live our lives. The Bible said he had an excellent spirit, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Now he's a slave now. The Bible says in verse number 4, then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find an occasion nor fault as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him.
Amen.
He's connected. He's connected to God. Romans chapter 12 and verse 4 says, the things that are written aforehand are written for our learning, that we through comfort and patience of the scripture might have hope. This has been written to remind you and I that if we stay connected to God, God will stay connected to us.
Amen.
The Bible goes on to say, And verse number 5, then said these men, which shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find against him concerning the law of his God. This is deep, because now they know that he's not going to make a mistake. But if we can find an occasion to where he messes up with his with his God, we might be able to get him. That's paraphrased, but let's read what the text said. He goes on to say in verse number 6, then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said unto him, King Darius, live forever. And all the presidents of the kingdom and the governors and princes' councils and the captains had consulted together to establish a royal decree and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god of man for 30 days, save thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish this decree and sign the writing that it be no charge according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which alters not. Wherefore, King Darius, sign the writing and the decree. Verse number 10, the Bible says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his window being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day. Lord, have mercy. Amen. We have a hard time praying 1 time a day, don't we? Mm-hmm. Let me go on. He kneeled 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. These men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spoke before the king concerning the king's decree. Has not thou signed a decree? And every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of the lions. The king answered and said, this, the things is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persian, with no alterations. Then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is the children of the captive of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king. Now the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his a petition 3 times a day. Boy, they got an accusation against David. Mm-hmm. Simply because he had decided to serve God and disregard what man says. Acts chapter 5 and round about verse number 29. When Peter and the apostles were commanded not to speak in the name of Jesus, they said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Daniel has made a decree that he's going to serve God regardless if he's going to get him thrown into the lion's den. I want to show you a man that's worried about a man that's not worried about himself. The Bible says in verse number 14, then the king, when he heard these words, was so displeased with himself. Why? Because now he has to make a decision. And the decision is that whether he's going to deliver to them Daniel or he's going to go against his own decree. The Bible says, and he set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. The king doesn't want to do what he got to do. But see, when you put yourself in a position to where God is not number one, guess what? Peer pressure, pride, arrogance will puff you up to the point to where you'll have to follow through with your own words. The king here is a little upset, and I want to show you how upset he is. He won't eat. He can't sleep. You ever been in this boat?
Yeah.
Nothing can do to entertain him because the king has made a decree. And this decree is that no one is to be worshipped but him. But Daniel has already made a decree that he's going to stick with God. The Bible says in verse 15, then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the lion's den. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continuously, he will deliver thee. Don't miss that. I want to show you that when you really believe God is able to do what he says he'll do, it brings about a whole new meaning of life. Mm-hmm. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if this earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved, I'm not worried about it. I have a house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. How do you get to that point? Well, you got to believe God and take him at his word. How do you get to the point that no matter what transpires, you keep God where he belongs in your life? I'm going to show you that Daniel had a relationship with God. And see, and a lot of times in relationships, they go based upon how we feel.
Yeah.
Amen. How we think.
Mm-hmm.
How we look.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's why most people get married, because they marry one somebody how they look.
Yeah.
And then when the looks are gone, amen, you've got all kinds of problems in your life. But see, I'm glad that I don't have to look at God. I can look at a relationship. That when I'm hungry, he'll take care of me. When I'm naked, he'll take care of me. And when I'm on the urge of death, I can call upon his name. And it's his will that will be done. And I'm learning, church, that until we accept his will.
Yes, sir.
And seeing his will is never connected to our will.
No.
Amen. You know, I got a daughter that's real sick.
Yeah. Yes.
His will. Well, his will might not be to bring her back to a normal portion of health. Lord, help me to accept what your will is.
Amen.
Oh, that's easier said than done.
Yes, sir.
You know, because in my wee-wee hours when everyone is asleep, no one sees the tears.
No,
no one sees the pain and the agony. But I trust in the living God.
Amen.
Who says, you believe in me and I'll take care of everything else.
Amen.
But your will, Lord, might not be my will.
Amen.
That's why the prophet Isaiah said, Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. As far as the heavens are from the earth, so are my thoughts and my ways totally different than yours. And church, and I've learned that God allows things to happen just to see where we're at.
Okay.
Look at Daniel.
Okay.
He ain't did nothing wrong.
Nope.
Ain't did nothing wrong. Because he's a slave and these other folks have prestige, he takes a slave and put him over the... Boy, don't that sound like today? I mean, y'all get mad when somebody else get a job over you. Oh,
yeah.
Come on now. And then you develop all these little schemes and things. Y'all quiet. I know I'm on the right nerve. That's exactly what happened here. Daniel is a slave and he's been placed over the president and the princes of the region where he's at. Not only is he a president, he number one.
Yes, sir.
A slave. So they got to make up some stuff.
Yep.
You ever made up some stuff on somebody? Don't answer that.
Yes,
they had to make up some stuff to get to Daniel. Why? Because Daniel was faithful in his relationship to his God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss that. When are we going to be so faithful to our relationship to God? 1 Peter chapter 5 and round about verse number 16 and following. Well, judgment is going to begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely, that's some scary stuff to me. If the righteous scarcely make it, where will the sinner and the unbeliever appear? Church, I don't know about you. It's a shame to be in the house and still lose your soul.
Yes,
amen. Jesus did too many parables about being in the house and being lost.
Yes.
I don't want any of us to be lost.
Nope.
But I can't make you do what God says. That's why God don't make you. God wants us to freely come to him.
Amen.
And so the king is in a decision now. The Bible says in verse number 16, they put him and delivered him into the lion's den. The Bible says in verse 17, and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signature. and with the signature of his Lord, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. But the king knew who Daniel was. How did he know? His reputation. He knew 3 times a day Daniel's gonna kneel and pray to the God. He knew that Daniel didn't just have a spirit. He had a spirit about himself that showed who he believed in. The Bible says in verse number 18, then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him. And he slept with, and sleep went from him. Boy, this how, my mothers understand this.
Yeah.
Brothers, fathers don't. Amen.
That's right.
Mothers understand this.
Right.
No matter what happens to that child, no matter what troubles or trials and tribulation he gets in, mothers will wait up sleepless nights waiting on him to come home.
Right.
Knowing good and well ain't nothing they can do. See, brothers, fathers don't understand that.
Nope.
Well, let me back up. I've learned it. But mothers know what this means.
Yeah.
The king cannot sleep, fasting all night. Why would you do all this? You're the king. You worried about Daniel, yes? Why? Because they made me sign a decree that I really didn't want to sign, but because of peer pressure, I did it anyway.
Yeah.
The Bible says in verse 19, then the king rose very early in the morning and went hastily unto the den of the lion. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamented voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God. If that don't make you shout, something wrong with you. Because Daniel knew who was in control, so did the king. That's some powerful stuff there, church. This is what I hang my hat on. No matter what transpires in my life, I gotta believe that he's gonna take care of me. I know one day I'm gonna be stretched out. Spirit is gonna be gone, but I told Sister Tom, don't you cry for me. You need to weep for you, because I'm gonna try my best to make heaven my home while I'm here. I'm going to live right. I'm going to do right. Does that mean I do everything right? Nope.
No.
I fall short just like everybody else. But it's a mindset. The Bible says, and he cried with a lamented voice, Daniel, the king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou serve continuously, able to deliver thee from the lion? Boy, this king knows what, he knows what's going on.
Right.
He's not blind to it. And the Bible says in verse number 21, then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God,
yes, sir,
sent an angel.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he shut up the lion's
yes.
mouth.
Yes.
Well, see, I know y'all don't feel this, but I feel it.
All right.
I feel it because when God is working in your life,
yes,
Satan doesn't stand a chance.
Right.
The only time Satan can get you and I is when we allow sin to permeate our lives. And when sin permeate our lives, God has to turn his back on us.
Yeah.
Daniel here didn't do nothing wrong.
Nope.
And God had been there the whole time for him.
Yes.
Daniel tells the king, I'm here. My God, yeah, he saved me. He sent an angel and he shut up the lion's mouth. Ooh, I wish they had church this morning.
Come on, man.
That they have not hurt me as much as before his innocence was found in me.
Yes.
And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Then was the king exceedingly glad. Well, he knew he'd messed up. You ever got to the point when you know you messed up and you need to fess up and get up? The king knew he messed up. The Bible says, and the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den.
Yes.
And so Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God.
Amen.
Oh, this stuff gets even better.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you mess with God's people, you got to be careful. The Bible goes on to say, and the king commanded that they bring those men which had accused Daniel and cast them into the den of lions.
Yes, sir.
Them, their children, their wives, and the lions had mastery of them. No. I need that word mastery, because before they hit the bottom of the den, they gone.
That's right.
Some powerful stuff. The Bible says, and they mastery of them, and broke all their bones in pieces. Ever they came at the bottom of the den. Then darkness wrote unto all the people, nations, language, and that dwell in the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men trouble and fear before God, the God of Daniel, for he is the living God.
Amen.
He is the living God.
Right.
The king knows this. And he goes on to say, and his kingdom was which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even to the end.
Right.
He delivered and rescued, and he's worked signs and wonders in heaven and in the earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions.
Yes.
So this Daniel proposed in the region of darkness and in the reign of Cyrus of Persia. Powerful text. That this individual was worried about a man that wasn't worried about himself.
Mm-hmm.
Church, this morning, how about you? Where do you stand in light of what I just read? Daniel was not worried about the lion's den, because Daniel served the living true God. Daniel knew that the king knew of his reputation. A couple quick points, messages were. Point number one, Daniel followed God according to God's word.
Amen.
Powerful lesson to you and I. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. Jesus says, "Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I command you?" John chapter 14, verse 15. John 15, verse number 12 through 15. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandment. And this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Jesus sets the tone in our everyday life. In our lesson text, King Darkus was very fond of Daniel, because Daniel was obedient in his worship to the living God. He was an example to the king and to all that saw his character. So the king placed Daniel not only in a position, but the position to where he presided over the entire providence of the king.
Right.
As a result of this, jealousy, envy, mass, and destruction came upon Daniel. But Daniel was faithful in his service to God.
Amen.
The king knew that God would deliver Daniel. That's why he got up early in the morning.
That's right.
And he knew that if God was able to deliver him, he could help him in his kingdom. See, point one, we must learn to follow God and have a relationship with him.
Amen.
The relationship is not how you feel or how you think. The relationship requires total surrendering of you.
That's right.
I'll say it again. The relationship requires total surrendering of you. Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 26. Jesus said, "If any man desire to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever desire to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it." Jesus says, "What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" See, we must have a relationship with God, and that relationship comes when we totally surrender our will to the will of the Father. Jesus was the example of surrendering one's will to the will of the Father. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1 and 2. "Seeing therefore we are passed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, "Although he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things that he suffered." John chapter 6, verse number 38, Jesus said, "I came down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. Matthew chapter 20 and verse number 28, Jesus said, I came not to be served, but to serve, and to give my life a ransom for many. It is when we obey from the heart the gospel. Romans chapter 6, 17 and 18, the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15 verses 1 through 4, the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ. When we obey from the heart, like Chris did on Wednesday night, and confess that he is the Son of a living God, baptized in water for the remission of his sin, and he was added to the body of Christ, which is the church. And the Bible says he will have eternal life. But that requires a relationship. That requires one surrendering one's will. And as you surrender your will, you got to learn how to imitate the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1. Number 2, learn to be strong in your faith. Amen. Somewhere down the line, you got to learn to be strong in what you believe in. If I didn't believe it, just rest assured, I wouldn't be here. Amen. I believe in Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtain a good report. We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That which is seen was not made with that which is seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, for without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. Did Daniel believe God would deliver him? Yes. And he continued to serve the Lord. See, we must learn to be strong in our faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 7. We walk by faith and not by sight. I believe one day that when he calls me from labor to the other side, I will hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, enter into the joys of the Lord. Final point, don't worry about man and what he can do to you. Amen. What can you do to me? Send me to glory. Right. I'm learning. You can only kill the body. And that's what Jesus says. Fear not him who can kill the body, but fear him who can kill both body and soul, and then cast it into hell. See, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow is not guaranteed to none of us. The next few minutes is not guaranteed to any of us. Only thing that I can tell you that is guaranteed to you, that if you have the proper relationship to Lord,
yes,
if you do his will and his commandment, you won't have to worry about a thing. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. We oftentimes says that in a funeral, but church, that's really for those of us who are alive. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I'd never told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you might be also. Another one we do at a funeral is Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6. But that's for the living.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. I don't know about you. I need something to help me deal with y'all.
Yes, sir.
Oops. And you need somebody to help you to deal with me. That's why the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death.
Yes.
What are you worried about? The psalmist said, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, what do? They comfort me. He prepares a table where? Before me in the presence of my enemy. He anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And the psalmist said, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the guarantee that I can give you this morning.
Amen.
That if you want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, there are some things you got to do. You got to first of all be willing to surrender your will to the will of the Father. You heard the word this morning, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Do you believe what I said, Hebrews 11, 6? For without faith is it impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of them that diligently seek. The Bible says you got to repent of your sins. And you're probably saying, well, I got some things to get right. If you could get right, he would have never went to the cross. No, he wants you to come just like you are. He will change your state when you surrender your will to his will. Luke 13:5, tell your nay, except you repent, you'll perish. Confess that he's the Son of a living God. Matthew 10:32-33. Jesus says, confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father. But deny me before men. And Jesus said, I'll deny you before my Father. Then the Bible says we must be buried in water for the remission of our sins. Contrary to popular belief, baptism, some say, is an outward sign of an inward grace. I haven't found that in the Bible yet, but I have found something. 1 Peter 3:21. There's an antitype that saves us now, namely baptism. Not the washing of the filth of the flesh, but an answer of a good conscience toward God. Chris understood that Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And we buried him in water, and God added him to the church, which is the body of Christ. Colossians 1:18, Ephesians 1:22. Don't worry about what men will do. Don't worry about what men will say. We must remain faithful to God. Daniel is the example that as you live your life with Christ, you're going to face many trials and tribulations. But Daniel remained faithful and trusting God, even though he was in the den of the lion. And I'm going to leave you with a passage of scripture. 1 Peter 4:12-18. Peter says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which are to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceedingly joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. On their parts they are evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or a busybody in other man's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begins at us, where would the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Conclusion, Daniel's influence played out in his everyday life.
Amen.
Daniel's influence not only influenced the king, but it influenced an entire nation.
Amen.
That's some powerful stuff. Daniel remained steadfast, unmovable in his relationship to his God. Mm-hmm. How about us this morning? Are you steadfast in your Christian walk? When it's time to serve, do you wrestle with whether or not you want to come? Y'all quiet. I'm just asking some questions. See, because if we're going to ever make heaven our home, we're going to have to be like Daniel. We're going to have to trust the living God no matter what happens in our everyday life. I hope I've said something this morning to encourage your heart. Very powerful text. That when I look at Daniel, that tells me I can do it. Amen.
Yeah,
that tells me I can do it. And whether he eats me or saves me, I'll be all right because God has promised. Members of the body of Christ, you've fallen short of the glory of God. I want to encourage you, repent, get on the right track. It's just that simple. Those of you that are visiting that may not be part of the body of Christ, I want you to know that you've heard God's word this morning. And the question is, do you really believe it? And if you want to be buried in water for the remission of sin, anybody want a new life? Boy, I can show you how to get a new life.
Amen.
If he can clean me up, I know he can clean anybody up. Amen. If you're here, whatever your need might be, let it be known as together we stand and sing our song of encouragement.